For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately. But allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. So why does it happen then that especially in the religious context, this separation is promoted so much and this distinction between Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, that the borders are made so clearly?
All religious creators, religion creators, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha, they were not Buddhists, Christians, or Muslims. These are all the interpretations of their followers. They had created organizations and they have discriminated each one from the other by putting certain emphases on their own accord. They have interpreted and they have been misunderstanding the whole teaching, because if the teaching is love, then how can you actually not integrate the other opinion also into your heart, first of all? This shows already that there has been a misunderstanding from the very beginning. And if one sees actually in what state humans live, if one sees this love in our heart and one sees this discrepancy and these differences between all these concepts, it can really make one very sad. And one simply tries to still say, hey, we're all the same, we love, forget your religion, we don't need any religion. If there's any religion, it's a religion of love, humanity, friendliness, feed your neighbor, serve him. Look how he is doing, no matter if he's a Muslim or Christian and Buddhist. If you differentiate, then you have already taken a wrong path. The Buddhists, they believe that liberated souls, it's another concept, go to nirvana. The Muslims believe that good souls, if they behave well, they go to a paradise and there they are being granted with best food and 10,000 virgins that are waiting for them to fall in love with. Look how people are projecting all their stupid ideas from this life into another life. And true understanding of essence is this is life, this is the paradise, and this is hell. If we are free to create here hell, we are also free to create paradise right now here on this beautiful planet. That's why no religion is representing actually its founder. They have been all misunderstood. All.
Maybe just your personal opinion. Do you think that the religions, like the concept, because as far as I understood, every religion, the logic of every religion is the same. Do you think that they will fade away, or that these concepts will be not valid anymore? Because somehow it reminds me like on a, you know, when you build a house with cards and then it just falls down because it's not the truth, as the foundation is not the truth.
This happens actually only in individual cases. I don't wait or I don't believe that it has to happen for everybody. Most of the people are quite happy to live in a certain context of a certain social and behavioral construct. They feel safer in this. And certain individuals, they look for deeper realities, deeper values, deeper truths. And they have to leave this herd, this so-called organizational structured security in order to find out for themselves what is real, what is not real. And that's why I say one essential truth of all religions is the religion of love, friendliness, that you see everybody here as your own self, your own brother, your own sister. How can you hurt the other if the other is your own self? How can you betray the other? How can you think only about your own profit when you look at the other? The other doesn't really exist. It's only one soul, one presence existing. And this soul and this one presence I call God. So if you discover this, it's useless to go and try to teach religions, hey, you guys, you are wrong and all that. This is another arrogance of many missionaries, as arrogant as if one Christian priest goes into the jungle and tries to missionarize so-called indigenous people to the reality of evangelic truths. This is also certain religious arrogance. And I have nothing to do with that. I'm talking to individuals who are courageous enough. Leave your religion in peace. It may serve certain people to not do bad to others, to do good to others. It may serve those people, depending on their own personal, intellectual, and emotional development. But if you want for yourself to find out what is truth, what is love, what is consciousness, what is reality, what is essence, there's nobody hindering you and nothing ever hindering you and no method needed, no structure needed. Just follow the call of your own heart, moment to moment. That's also what Jesus did, that what Buddha did after so many years of practices. You just give up. And in this giving up, all false ideas and structures and methods and practices leave you. And what you are finding yourself with is an empty space. No dogmas, no concepts, no shoulds, no woulds, no do's, no don'ts. Simply that, and that is God's own breath, which you cannot deny anymore. But to missionarize, it is actually a certain kind of aggression. And I'm not missionarizing anybody. I'm just answering if somebody wants to hear about it. I'm there available for everybody and share this love affair. But it has to be a love affair. It's like if you fall in love with somebody. It's exactly that. And I leave religions in peace. I leave social constructions in peace, because this doesn't bring anything to try to change religions. For what? For what? It's a certain aggression behind it. First change yourself, and then you see there is no others anyway. And by changing yourself, actually, you create an immense force. If you become a light unto yourself, then everybody who comes in contact with you and is open for this, he will also be a light for him or herself. And that is exactly how truth is being actually spreading, not within organizations, not within religious structures, not within sects, not within certain patterns that we need to follow. Truth is a wild, untrodden path in the jungle of concepts, relying only on friendliness, on awareness, consciousness, reality, and not repeating fake mantras of we are all one, we are all love. This is saying nothing about you. Be a light unto yourself first, and then trust that this light is being transmitted from one to the next. And if it doesn't matter, you are the one that matters. You first become light unto yourself so that you can laugh about yourself. You become happy, you become free, you become love. And whoever comes in touch with you, without being missionarized, he can see, he can feel this fire for love and truth. And it's been like one candle does not need to talk with the other. If they come too close to each other, then the flame will jump from one candle to the other. It's very simple. But you don't go with your candle in your hands trying to reach out to other candles. This is utter stupidity.
Just to make it very, very sure, because at least I know some people who are very, very much connected to their religion. And I believe also, and now here, there are also some listeners who have their connection with Jesus or maybe with the Prophet Muhammad, or maybe some people who follow more the Sufi tradition or Jewish people. So discovering your own personal path in the context of spirituality doesn't mean that you have to give up your religion, or yes?
No. One does not need to give up one's religion, because whether you are part of a religion or not, part of a religion doesn't make any difference. You can be within your religion. Actually, you bring light into your own religion. You can be a Christian in the true sense of Christ if you are following him in what he's been teaching. You don't need to leave Christianity to become a Buddhist in the hope that if you change your clothes, it might change something. It will change nothing. Or a Buddhist who tries to become a Muslim, or the other way around, it changes nothing, because the essence is nothing of this world. The essence is pure truth, love, and this is not belonging to any specific religion. You can stay within the frame of your religion. If you're a Buddhist, follow the path of Buddha. Means reject all kinds of concepts, all kinds of ideas. Disappear, as he used to call it, from an Atman to an Anatman. So much that there is not even any trace of any soul and concept. He always said shunyata, means zero. Become a zero to become everything. Who is doing this? Usually in Buddhist circles, also in religions, they follow certain patterns. They have their own incense sticks. Hindus have their own incense sticks. They smell a little bit different. Another mantras, another organizational structured habits, they lead to nowhere, just to distinct oneself from the other and become even more arrogant that we do something better or other or more efficient than the other. My religion is pure love, wordless stillness. I use many words, but in fact, my heart has not uttered one single word. If one can be daring to learn from that stillness of their heart, this light which exists in all hearts, you have entered the sacred chambers of true wisdom. And for this, you don't need to leave your religion that you were born into. You can step right into your heart, no matter which religion you are born with.